Welcome to the 5th Annual Mobile and Clinical Trials Podcast. In this quickfire podcast, you will get a brief overview on what to expect at the conference taking place in Boston on September 24th, the day before DPHARM. I'm Valerie Bowling, Executive Director of the Conference Forum, the research firm behind the Mobile and Clinical Trials event. We know that mobile and digital tools are the future of clinical trials, and as pharma transitions into a data science industry, it is really important that we bring this conference to you to get the latest examples on what tools are available and who has used them and what are the lessons to effectively engage patients and to reduce the burden to their participation in clinical research. So how are these tools driving better clinical outcomes? So the conference kicks off with Pfizer's Dr. Dan Karlin, who introduces the audience to a dual presentation from Bayer, where they tell you about the key considerations when adding apps and devices to your clinical trials. So Bayer ran a 3-month user acceptance and data flow study with about 20 subjects to look at the possible adoption of a multifunctional application combined with an actigraph and a Bluetooth weight scale. They share insights from a data science, operations, site, and patient perspective on this particular study. And so this will lead into a Merck session on what they are doing in digital health and AR strategy and their view on external collaborations and smart trials. So following, Novartis will present a case study on utilizing the Research Kit apps to accelerate drug development. And so after Novartis, we're going to present 2 sessions from Pfizer. The first session is on the lessons learned from the validation, verification, and use of digital wearable technology in an atopic dermatitis clinical trial. The second Pfizer session will address the considerations and lessons learned from a regulatory interaction for a Parkinson's disease trial with digitally collected data. So I hope you're following along with me. We have more to report on this full day dedicated to mobile and clinical trials. So Eli Lilly will present on how to launch multiple mobile devices in a hybrid setting, both sightless and traditional. And we'll present a case study with Philips on the developments and the use of actigraphy in clinical trials. And I'm so pleased that NYU will be joining us as they give the academic viewpoint on the future of mobile data in clinical trials. We have a patient perspective on how to align the promise of technology with the patient voice and a panel discussion with Boehringer Ingelheim, Pfizer, and BMS on a roadmap to organizational and digital restructuring to scale mobile clinical trials. And finally, we present an amazing discussion to address the unsolved questions in virtualized studies. And we conclude with MIT's Dr. Dina Khatabi on what's next for mobile clinical trials. Mobile and clinical trials includes demonstrations, a group activity, and lunch. And for getting to the end of this very brief podcast, you get access to a 15% discount with code MCTP. For more information and to register, visit us at theconferenceforum.org. Many thanks and hope to see you at the conference on September 24th in Boston.